younger son and live at one with nature and the Bedouin. Constance Carmington, he reflected to himself, was exactly the sort of woman who would buy an island and surround herself with mystery. Nodding his head in gentle approval of his logic, Mr. Justice Wargrave allowed his head to nod. He slept. Vera Claythorne, in a third-class carriage, with five other travellers in it, leaned her head back and shut her eyes. How hot it was travelling by train today! It would be nice to get to the sea. Really a great piece of luck getting this job. When you wanted a holiday post, it nearly always meant looking after a swarm of children. Secretarial holiday posts were much more difficult to get. Even the agency hadn't held out much hope. And then the letter had come. I have received your name from the Skilled Women's Agency, together with their recommendation. I understand they know you personally. I shall be glad to pay you the salary you ask, and shall expect you to take up your duties on August the 8th. The train is the 12:40 from Paddington, and you will be met at Oakbridge Station. I enclose 5 1-pound notes for expenses. Yours truly, Una Nancy Owen. And at the top was the stamped address, Soldier Island, Sticklehaven, Devon. Soldier Island. Why, there had been nothing else in the papers lately. All sorts of hints and interesting rumours, though probably they were mostly untrue.